Well, hello, everybody. Do I have a treat for you tonight? I am going to blow the shofar. Not a recording. What you're about to hear is going to be a live blowing of an actual shofar that I am going to blow tonight here in Greenville, Mississippi, at the Mariah Ahop Leadership Center. Frank is in the house, in the church. Abadia is in the church, the house with us. We are here, and I want you to listen. Those of you who are in BBS radio audience and in the royal room, I am Khalif. That's that pioneer. Yeah. Listen to this. Actually mean blowing the shofar live. Now listen to this, if you will. Where's that arrow? Okay. Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, hello in Ohio. How are you?
Hey, Bishop. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm doing all right.
Good.
I'm doing excellent, actually. It's a little warm here. I turned the heater on. It had gotten a little cool, so I'm here.
It's snowing.
I'm sorry?
I said it's snowing here. We're supposed to get about 1 to 2 inches tonight.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, we're going to kind of make brief work of this, short work of it. I'm not going to be on here a long time. Sister Humphrey, how are you doing out there in Ohio, girl? What are you doing?
In Ohio? Yeah.
Sister Humphrey.
Sister Humphrey's in Ohio?
Yeah,
no,
I'm on the line.
I thought you said you were in Ohio.
Are you in Ohio, Sister Humphrey? No, I'm not in Ohio.
That's what you said. I was wondering if she was in Ohio, and I hadn't seen her. I was going to say, what's going on here? How are you, Sister Humphrey?
How you doing, Sophia?
Good, good.
That's good.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd come to this area of the country, and I hadn't seen you.
Oh no, not with the kind of weather you all having.
Oh, listen, come on up here and enjoy this weather. Come and enjoy some of this white stuff.
Well, it's one thing we know for sure. As long as that white stuff is on the ground, no grass is going to grow up under it. Huh? How about that? We got to wait till that white stuff melts before the grass will grow. We're going to wait until the springtime comes so we can have some carpet to put our feet on, all right?
Okay.
Hey, man, wow. I wanted to continue to talk about the pyramids and to discuss. I'm going to put everybody on mute here for a moment because... Let's see if I can get that done.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Well, let me see. Hold on.
All callers are unmuted.
Okay, am I coming in clear? Can everyone hear me clearly?
I can.
Okay. All right. You hear me clearly out there in California?
Yes.
San Antonio. Am I coming in clearly in San Antonio? Can you hear me, San Antonio? 210. Are you hearing me, San Antonio? 210.
Yes, we're hearing you.
All right. Who am I speaking with in San Antonio here? 210.
This is Michael.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good.
All right, excellent. Okay, I'm glad to have you tonight. All right, I'll put everybody in.
All callers are unmuted.
Now that I have a kind of a sound check here, I'll put everyone on mute.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
And we can begin. Last week, we were talking about the pyramids that are around the world. And these pyramids are on significant ley lines that are in the earth, very strong ley lines. Whoever placed these pyramids around the world and these monoliths, such as Stonehenge, placed them in very strategic places on the planet to create a particular and unique result. There are many, many things that I want to talk about, but the one that is found in the Bible is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 19 and verse 19, strangely enough. And that within itself is a topic of discussion, that this Bible, and for those who want to dismiss the Bible in some kind of way, under various arguments and justifications, that it is an antiquated, obsolete document, that it is not relevant to our existence in the 21st century. If nothing else, but this particular verse that I'm about to read and the particular monument to which this verse points, it dispenses without any fear of any contradiction the argument that the Bible is irrelevant, because there is a monument in the very geometric center of our planet that this book, the Bible, talks about. That's amazing to me, alone by itself, that this Bible mentions one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, which is still a wonder of our modern world. And this book gives a description as to what it is, as well as where it is, and why it is. This book talks about it. Never heard a sermon preached on this text. I've never heard a lesson delivered on this. Never been in a conference in my 40 years of professional ministry. Never heard any lecturer, Christian lecturer, deal with this monument in a setting where it would reveal to us the information that we're going to share with you tonight in terms of its importance. And why is this strange text right here in our Bible, in Isaiah 19, Pastor Abbott? Right here, Pastor Abbott. And you're off mute, by the way, Pastor Abbott. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Bishop?
I'm doing all right. I mean, you know, I need to bounce off of my brother. My elder brother is actually, he's just phenomenal. He's a genius. He has so much cerebral thrust that, you know, I needed him tonight. I need to tell everyone that I'm exhausted mentally from a lot of different things. And my elder brother that I started out sharing information, he heard me speak at a eulogy, heard me do a eulogy, rather, at a memorial for one of our mutual friends. And he attached himself to me, and I thought that I was teaching him, but actually he was my teacher, and because his knowledge is way past mine, and he's modest, and I don't want to build him up too much because he'll attack me for that too, but I can't build him up too much because the person I'm talking about to you people, he is so in tune with cosmic energy, knowledge, information, photonic messages, that he can actually see music, not hear it. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying. He can actually see music. I've never met anyone that can actually see the music. But he's so in tune that he can. Now, I need him occasionally, Pastor Abbott, to bounce off of, and I bounce off of him almost every day. And like a thief, like a baby in the womb, stealing from a mother nutrients, I bounce off of him and sit back and wait to see what he will dispense and what will come forth from what I do. But I'm going to read this passage, Pastor Abbott. It's right in the center of your Bible, in the book of Isaiah. It says, in that day, there shall be an altar. Now, Pastor Abbott, there's an altar to the Lord, that's in capital letters, that means Yahweh. In the midst of the land of Egypt. Now, that's my first question. Altar to the Lord in Egypt. Now, what in the world, Pastor Abbott, is an altar doing in the middle of Africa, Egypt, Eastern Africa, I should say, that is an altar to Yahweh? I'm going to pause and let you take a stab at that. And what comes to you? There's no right or wrong answer. Just tell me what you feel about that, Pastor.
Well, there is an altar. You know, the Bible says, as above, so below, and in you. So there has to be three. There is one in the sky. And the pyramid is the one that's in the earth. And it's right there in the Bible. Isaiah, as you say, and it is in our homeland, right in the center of planet Earth. And it is a clock, a compass, and a calendar. It does all three. And God put it there for a specific reason, and the fact that you through here, I'm at somebody's house and some people are going to come in, and I know they're going to be noisy. So, it is there for a reason. It is on the back of our dollar bill, and that's very shocking within itself, reminding us that America, the Western, this Western hemisphere that we live in, our dollar bill reminds us that the people of the land where the pyramids lie, it is reminding us that America was built on the backbone of these people. And it's been there all the time. And he's not talking about a church altar, but he specifically says the altar, and the altar is the pyramid, Bishop.
Pastor, you have covered a lot of ground in a slow, kind of methodical Baptist preacher kind of way, but you were very efficient, very effective, and on point. When you let me see if I can disseminate some of the information that you just shared in a very practical way, and kind of break it down just a little bit so that people can grab a hold of the overview or the narrative that you just drew for. You said three, first of all. This is in three places, and you're actually correct. There is something in the very center of our universe called the four knacks. And the four knacks, the basic meaning of the word four knacks is actually a furnace. It means a furnace. It means a vaulted dome or furnace. You know what a furnace does? A furnace takes in heat and it generates it or combines it and compresses it, and so that the heat is generated to intensify it, to make it more, what is the word I'm looking for? to increase the heat in very simple terms. So that's what a furnace does, to generate the heat, to increase it. And there's something in the middle of the heavens called the four knacks. And it is seven constellations over, or seven constellations over from the Orion galaxy. Orion galaxy, or Orion. Now, that's one place. Two, there are seven continents on the planet, seven continents. And on this seventh planet or continent is this altar that's built the same way as a furnace, a fornax, like a pyramid. And of course, these fornax in the sky, let me back up just a minute, is shaped like a pyramid in the universe, shaped like a pyramid, it's shaped like a vaulted dome or as a furnace. And so within our body, within our earth, seven continents that are on our earth, right in the middle of the seven continents of the earth, it's this structure that's made like a pyramid. This pyramid is found in the sky. Now it's found also on the ground in the middle of our planet of the seven continents, seven constellations over from Orion, which is the center of the earth. There is something called the Fornax, Delta Fornax, called Delta Fornax. You can look it up. Those of you who want to look it up in the universe, in the cosmos, it's called the Delta Fornax. And in the middle of our Earth, there's something called the Great Pyramid of the Seven Planets, and it sits in the very center of our planet, and it's just like a furnace. Now, I'm on my way somewhere with this. Now, I want you to listen to this carefully. Now, in your body, the pastor told us there are three places. So the third place, it's in your body, because in the middle of your brain, there's something called the four nicks. And inside the four nicks of the brain, there are three vital glands, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, and the hypothalamus. They're inside of a gland called the four nicks, just like a furnace. And they are seven, they in your body. You start at the bottom of your body with your tailbone, your spine, you come up, you will have exactly seven nerve centers or energy centers that lead to this. So it's exactly the same, as he said, as above, so below. You are tuned in, you are programmed, you have the same pattern, excuse me, that the cosmos is built on. Cosmos is the macrocosm. You are the microcosm. And the earth itself, as we shall read in the middle, this is an altar, right in the middle. If there's a creator, if there's a supreme being, where would he meet you? How would he meet you? Where would this take place? How would this happen? It stands to reason that it would happen in the very center of your being. He would meet you at the very center of your being. So, that's what the preacher just told us. Three places, and I tried to break that down. The sky, in you as a person, and in the earth. All three are tied together. You are tied to the cosmos. You are tied to these energies. You are tied by a pattern, by numbers that correspond and correlate, that are the same. You're intimately tied to the universe. You're tied to this earth. Now, around the planet, there are other pyramids. Let me finish reading this text before I get into the other pyramids. In that day, there shall be an altar. Now, an altar is a place, as we said last week, where a man or a woman or humanity goes to make contact with divinity, where humanity makes contact with divinity. So now, if there are three places, and one of those places is you, and we pointed out that you have something in you called a fornix, and the Bible says that your body is a temple. The place that the altar would be in your body or your temple would be in the fornix, because this is the temple that is in the center of the earth, where the Lord says will be an altar, and that is the place you make contact with the Most High. So if that is the case, and you match this, what we're reading here in this text, and this is the same as what is in you, then the place that you would make contact with what we call God or the Supreme Being would be in this place, at this altar. And this altar is the fornix in the brain, and the fornax, delta fornax in the sky, and it's sitting in the center of the earth as an altar to the Lord in this text, the place you make contact inside of your temple. And let me read this to you. And I hope I'm not being too confusing. And so the Lord will put in the midst of the land of Egypt a pillar and at the border thereof to the Lord, and it shall be for a sign. That means it's not the actual source or substance, but it's the sign. If you are on the highway and you pass the sign, the sign wouldn't be your destination or location. It would tell you where the destination or location is. The sign is not the goal. If I'm looking at a map and I'm getting ready to take a vacation and I'm looking at L.A. on the map and I'm looking at a sign, the sign is not my vacation. I got to get to L.A. I got to get on the highway and follow the signs until I get there. So the sign is not the location. It is not the source. It's not the substance. The substance casts the shadow. The shadow is the sign. So this pyramid that's in the middle of the earth is simply a sign. It says so right here in this Bible. And I'll read it again, chapter verse 19, verse 11. And it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts. And that's very powerful. In the land of Egypt. So, in the land of Egypt, there's something that tells us and points us a sign to a place that we can make contact with the Most High or this frequency. And that is in the fornix of the brain where the pineal gland resides. And this pineal gland is the place or the seat of connection where if you are going to make contact with a divine source, it will be at this place. So, if I wanted to stop you from making contact with divine connection and cosmic energies and planetary energies, and now I'm getting ready to get technical, and if I wanted to change inhibit or hinder your ability to make contact with what we call God, Yahweh, I would do something to your altar to alter it. Now, my pastor called me this evening, and he was making me aware of some of the water problems that are going on right here in the state that I'm in Mississippi, in Jackson. We know about the situation that's going on in Flint. There's some situations that's going on in the water with the water system in Louisiana. And then there's a general problem worldwide. Well, not worldwide, but because some people have outlawed, some nations have outlawed fluoride in water. Well, fluoride immediately is absorbed into the pineal gland to calcify the pineal gland, which is in the fornix, which is the altar where you meet God. Now, why would someone want to fluoridate the water so that the fluoride could be absorbed into the pineal gland, which is in the fornix, which is in the center of your being, your body, your temple, to prohibit you from meeting God? Or to, now I'm getting ready to get very technical, to keep you from receiving the frequencies or the signal, or place you at dissonance rather than resonance, or place you in chaos, a static, rather than in harmony and union with these frequencies that are coming that have the same capacity, same construct as you as a being. Why would someone want to put fluoride in your waters? To keep you from making contact with these frequencies. Because if you do not make contact with these frequencies, you are not in harmony with the cosmic energy. You are not in harmony with this planet, and you are not in harmony with creation, and you are not in harmony with the Creator. So, this pyramid is for a sign. Now, it says something is happening in this text here, and I want you to listen to it once again. And I'm not just reading this from a religious standpoint. It says, and it shall be for a sign and for a witness to the Lord of hosts. Lord of hosts has to do, the Lord of hosts has to do, you want to say something. You need to say something. You walk in like you, a lot of you just walked into like she wants to say something. You get your phone and say something. I need a break. Yeah, get your phone. This, I'm not teaching. I'm just trying to give information, and I'm not thin-skinned. You can contradict me. You can throw me up against the wall. Tony can come in and break these frequencies down to you and tell you how 441 is the number of man and the number of the universe. He can explain it to you in ways that I can't articulate, especially at night since I'm tired. And maybe he'll choose to do it. I don't know. But nonetheless.
I'm here. 20,
okay. And verse 20, it says, and it shall be for a sign and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt, for they shall cry unto the Lord. Now, what are they crying unto the Lord for? Because of the oppressor. Something has oppressed the people on the planet Earth. According to this ancient document in the middle of your Bible, in the book of Isaiah, something has oppressed them, suppressed them, cut off the frequency. They're not in harmony. They can't make contact, but they're crying to make contact. Let me read it one more time for myself. This is not even for you. This is for me. Listen. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of their oppressors, and he'll send them a Savior, small letter, not cap, lower front, and a great one, and he shall deliver them. Something is going to happen here. This is not a person. Don't think that I'm talking about some person that you should be expecting that's going to be a Savior. I'm not saying that, because I don't interpret this, and maybe someone else may interpret it for you as people. But I'm talking about principle and a process. Something is going to happen because someone or some forces are oppressing or suppressing or blocking, hindering, placing something between you, making contact with all of this cosmic energy so that you can reach your full potential, so that you can become one. And the people are going to be oppressed, and that oppression or suppression of that energy is going to make a cry out in desperation to make contact. Like reaching for God, if you want, if you're religious, you're reaching to touch God and to make contact with God, and the soul is crying out, or the spirit is crying out to make that connection or make that contact so that you can reach your full potential. And when that happens, then something is going to happen that will make the universe responds to overpower the oppressor that's doing all that they're doing. And what are they doing? Let me go back up again. Use repetition again. I'll use repetition again. My board went down. I'll use repetition again to say that they're putting fluoride in our water, chemtrails in our ionosphere to block heavy metals, using nanotechnology, using GMO to lower our frequency, keep us from making contact with this energy so that we can be all that we can be. But there's something here in this pyramid that's in the center of the earth that when at a certain point, when all of the pyramids around the world that are connected to this one pyramid will activate. But this one pyramid, I don't know about the other, this one pyramid is connected to the center of our universe in the form of the constellation of Orion. Orion. The constellation of Orion. And I could get into this very, very deeply. Because the book of Job mentions the constellation of Orion and Pleiades. In Job 38:31, can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades? And can you loose the bands, that's the belt, or the three stars that are in Orion? Why is Orion and Pleiades important? Because the Great Pyramid that we just read about in the center of the universe on the south side, there is a tunnel, or what they call a passageway, that or a ventilation shaft, as the Egyptologists in their attempt to cover what this thing really is. It's really a generator for these energies. That ventilation shaft that they call leads to the king's chamber that has a certain geometric shape. It was perfectly aligned to the constellation of Orion, and the Queen's Chamber is perfectly aligned to the constellation of Sirius. So you have male and female energy. That's on the south side of this pyramid. Now remember, this pyramid is just like you. So in your brain, there's something aligned perfectly to the constellation or to the center of the universe, comes into the four nicks of the brain, to the pineal gland, which is the masculine or the king's chamber. And then the pituitary gland, which is the queen's chamber. Then on the north side, Pleiades, which is in the constellation of Taurus, there is a ventilation shaft on the north side of this pyramid that is aligned to the constellation of Pleiades, which is in Taurus. Taurus as Taurus, just before Gemini. Gemini is the sign of the constellation Gemini. But just before that, Taurus and Pleiades are the seven stars that are in the neck of the bull that are perfectly aligned to this pyramid. So now, if this pyramid is a symbol of something, a sign of something, that means that you are attuned to these cosmic energies as well. And the other ventilation shaft is aligned to the North Star at the time that it was built or constructed, which at that time was Draco, which at this time now, because of the precession of the equinox, which means the stars are moving backwards around. And that means that the North Star now is Polaris. But the point I'm making is that you are to receive these energies from these cosmic forces or these celestial lights.
Cosmic beam. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Take it over. Let me rest.
All right. Yes, and actually, interestingly enough, the Great Pyramid of Egypt also matches up with the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, Mexico, because they were all from the same civilization, a very high golden age, and they all knew. Of course, we're talking about the Mayans now, too, along with the Egyptians over there, but they're one and the same, and they were aligned with Draco, the Pyramid of the Sun. And they talk about this cosmic beam that's coming. And according to their time science, a new cycle would commence, which is what we're actually coming into right now. And there would be a new synchronization beam coming from the universe that would come into effect, but not before the world had entered its ultimate crisis. And I think we can pretty much say the world's in crisis today. Its ultimate purification, bringing about the end of history. Only then could the regeneration of the earth begin anew, with a new cycle dawning, the new sphere. And that's where we're approaching now. And, you know, as Bishop Dr. Khalifa said many times, if we can't hold that energy and absorb that cosmic galactic beam that's coming in, the frequencies will be so high that it will literally cause our brain to be scrambled. Because energies come in through the crown chakra.
Let me jump in and interrupt you just right there.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because I'm really straining tonight for some reason, but you hit a major point. So people, listen, you have to do the work to raise the frequencies against the odds of the people that are trying to oppress or resist you, raising your frequencies in your body. Now, you can get lost in your religious platitudes and doctrines and dogmas and, you know, opinions and so forth and et cetera, but you're going to have to raise your frequency in your body. You're going to have to raise it. And there are certain things that you must do to raise it. Now, believe it or not, the music you listen to has been designed to keep you from raising it. TV shows you watch, they have been designed to keep you from raising the frequency. The food we eat, the GMOs, the air you breathe, the water you drink, as we've discussed just a moment ago, all of these things. So you've got to do something to offset this. This is one of the reasons that we put on these events that we do here in Greenville, Mississippi, as well as teach here every week on a weekly basis and every day, is to teach you how to raise those events. There are certain things you need to do. Right now, we are putting together a 13-step full recovery program. Now, we've got to understand that there are some people on this planet that are not human. Oh, wow. I don't know why I said that. But, you know, the Bible speaks to that as well. In those days, there were giants who were the descendants of the sons or the descendants of the fallen angels, some say, but the Bible calls them the sons of God. They mixed and saw that the daughters of men were fair and went into them, and they had children by them. Well, we got some mixed people on this planet right now that are not human. Listen to me. And they do not want you to raise your vibration. They do not want you to raise your vibration. TV is dangerous. Our food is dangerous. What am I going to do? You know, I go to the department store, your food is radiated. Your car that you drive is radiated. It's radiated to lower your frequencies to a different level so that you will not be able to absorb these energy at the rate. And trust me, your transmutation is not, it is gradual. It happens gradually. But you have to gradually raise your frequencies in your body, in your temples, through some of the methods that we teach. We teach a 13-step full recovery education of right brain activation in order for you to raise your frequencies so that you don't have to repeat this again. Now, believe it or not, not only television dumbs you down, and the music lowers your frequency, and the food lowers your frequency. Thank you. God. Boy, thank you. Come on, Tony. Talk, Tony.
Hey, you're doing a great job, Tony.
I know you're
hello, radio audience and
don't
everybody.
Don't make me swear at you on this line. Go ahead, talk.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Well, I think you're doing such a wonderful job. I couldn't get through until just a little while ago. And on the subject of what you're saying and the sister on where we are, we all agree on that. And the energy that you, well, let's say the frequencies that you're talking about, that we've been subjected to for a really long time, which was put in a real serious motion in 1939. And we're still working off of that standard today. And it's a very serious situation because they knew, the scientists and Egyptologists and what have you, and trying to find the secrets of the pyramids, had this information on Pi a long time ago, you know, and the powers that be, put in motion a plan to basically sabotage our inner being with these frequencies and cause a lot of chaos and confusion, as far as I'm concerned, and what we all can see on the planet, just on the music and the impact that it's having on our younger generations of, you know, killing
each other, doing all kinds of
insane things. You know,
do you think maybe it was to keep us in lower consciousness so we couldn't raise our consciousness level? Because they knew this time was coming?
It's always been, from what I can see and understand, that it was all designed for control and to keep us in a state of unconsciousness.
Yeah.
You know, we're walking around like zombies, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because the information.
Tony, can I get a wow in on that? Go on. Get a wow. If we were walking around like zombies, wow. Are you people listening? Go on, Tony.
Yeah.
So, what I'm coming to is the information and the reasons that the greater energies of this planet are under control of the supreme being put these beacons here for us, that they really, no matter what is done, they're not going to be able to overcome what the Creator has put in place.
No.
So the energies are going to come, and we will be receptive to it because things are in motion. What Khalif is saying and putting out there, and what's coming, and we're opening our eyes and more information, the internet, superhighway, and all the information that's out there. You know, we go from one frequency to another, and it just so happens that we happened up on the frequency of a man, which is A441. I say man, I should say human being, because it's the frequency of a human being. It's all the components that we are composed of in that equation of the golden section of Pi. We are that. So is the pyramid. And as is set up in the great chamber of Seops, the whole system of what that is that goes down into the earth is connected to the earth. It's all connected. What's above, so below. It all comes down. The earth is alive. We're alive. We're all one thing, coming from a frequency of 441. And so, in saying all that, it's going to be a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos, and chaotic things going on between now and 2017 and going forward. But we will prevail. And that's all I have to say about that, because we can keep
Well, the frequencies that you're speaking of,
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, colleague.
No, the frequencies, you know, that's very important information, Tony, that I can't articulate at the same level, because I had just told the people earlier that you are the only person that I know that can see music. I mean, not hear it, but see it. I've never heard anyone say I can see the music. And we know
If that's a gift, that's something that that's just there.
Well, don't back up.
You know, I don't believe it.
The divine creator, well, created being, gave it to you. Don't back away from it. Don't back off of it.
The thing is, Kali, that's important is that we align and attune ourselves to that system, you know, and which will become more and more that we understand, you know, for people like you putting it out there and myself that's understanding it more every day and starting to use it and understand and use these calculations from it, you know, because it's a whole system, you know, Pythagoras and the Pythagorean theorem and all that he done on 432, it's great. It's a great sound, you know, coming from what they say, you know, for the crown chakras and different things that it may be. It just might be something else besides that. If it's coming from
441. Well, Tony, some of the things that we talk about we are doing in terms of the music and, you know, that we talk about the Boston Symphony Orchestra playing music in 441,
yes,
and tuning chords that are in 441. Some of the things that people can do to kind of raise their vibration, to listen. Some of the people need to know, I have something that I'm going to do here, and I'm going to talk to the people. I didn't intend to disclose this, but I want to say it on the air, that I intend this spring, at the spring equinox, when the vibrations of the earth are at the point where farmers plant seeds, when the earth has begun to warm up, to get hot enough now for the seeds to germinate, I'm actually going to plant myself and some people in the earth here in Greenville. And why Greenville? It's the heart of the Delta. Now, get that now. In the middle of the sky, there's a Delta or a NAC, which is a furnace. Okay? In the middle of your brain, there's a fornix that houses the King's Chamber, Queen's Chamber, and the Secret Chamber, where the optic thalamus is, in your brain. And in the middle of the earth, there's this pyramid, which is a furnace. It's connected to all of the other pyramids. It is the, if you will, the crown.
I agree with all that.
It's the crown chakra of the planet. Now, right here in the Delta, in the United States of America, you have the richest soil. Don't take my word for it. In the continental USA. Why is that? It is because this is the Delta. Just like Egypt is a Delta. It's a Delta quadrant in Egypt. Here in America, on the Mississippi River, as Egypt was on the Nile River, there is a delta. This ley line here has strong magnetism. So right here in this Mississippi Delta in Greenville, which is the heart or the queen of the delta, the magnetism are strong. And this April, I'm going to do something in this ground on this historic plantation that the forces and the evil forces are trying to run me off of. But I paid them. I gave them their mammon, their money. But they can't run me off of it. But they're trying to take this land because they understand that I understand what this land is all about. And the reason that this land is the most fertile soil in the continental USA is because of the magnetism that are here, the ley lines, the energy. I'm going to take this April to do some things here to help people to activate and to raise their vibration to
to such a level that they will be in harmony with these energies. We have an event planned, April the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, to help you to raise your vibration. Now, you need to register. You need to let us know you're coming. You need to talk to us. Frank and I will be here. Frank is the custodian of this plantation for the last 7 years. Actually, more than that, but with me the last 7 years, but with himself the last 30 years. He's taken care of this plantation for the last 30 years. He was planted here on purpose by the Most High. His presence here is not an accident. He's been here. He takes care of our ministry here in this Delta, on this plantation that has these strong ley lines where they planted crops that grew food for people to eat, and lots of people became millionaires off of this very land where these strong vibrations are. We have an event plan to help you. And one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to teach you how to plant yourself in this most fertile soil. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Tony here. Tony will be able to present some things to you as one of our presenters. We're going to see if we can't get the finances to get him here, make it feasible for him to be here so you can talk to Tony about some of these frequencies, and he can teach you and show you something with music and frequencies and vibrations that will help you when you leave here to raise your vibrations when you go back to wherever you are. And I will show you what I have been given in terms of a 13-step full recovery program. You have 12 systems in your body that one electromagnetic photonic beam operates. There are 13. You have 12 systems in your body. 12 systems. That's what you have. 12 systems. You have 12 systems. Now, regardless of whether you're white or you're black or you're brown, or you can be green, you can be oriental, accidental, whatever, I don't know. You can be a Martian. If you got 12 systems, we can take you to the 13th system, and we can show you how to activate to raise your vibration. If you're a lizard person, a reptilian, or a draconian, or you're Rh negative, if you're a Negroid, Caucasoid, or what's the other one? I don't know. Whatever you are, if you have 12 systems, we can show you how to activate. And believe it or not, all of it's in the Bible.
Yeah.
This is why I never throw the Bible away. And so for all of the nationalists and the people that want to race fast and use race to disseminate or to divide us, and to there is remedy for all of us. And we have the secret. We have the key. We can show you the key of David. We can show you the secret frequency to place this earth back in harmony with its creation and place humanity back in harmony with itself. And whatever was done to divide us, we can show you we have the key that will show you how to harmonize and bring us back together as one family. I'm tired. Tony, you saved me.
Bishop,
I thank you.
Bishop.
Yeah.
You done great. When you're tired, you can pull up some energy that you don't think you have because you made a beautiful delivery today.
But Bishop. Bishop.
Wait a minute. I was listening to Tony, Sister Hill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on just
sorry.
One second. I think Tony was coming in faintly. Let him get out what he was saying.
Okay.
No, that's all. That's all. That's all I have to say.
You were kind of faint.
It's going to be an ongoing situation with the frequency of 441 and thereof, because that's just that.
Change your position to your phone just a little bit so you get more volume. Tony, please. Thank you. Tony?
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you better. Thanks.
Because my phone is all the way up. I don't have no more volume.
Okay, go ahead.
This is what I'm saying. That the A441, which is, came from 0.441 from a calculation of pi connected to the pyramid is also the number of us. That right. frequency of the pyramid is the same frequency of a human being. And from that right. frequency, I'm saying everything that goes out from that in the other frequencies that coincides with that is going to be the key to where we need to go.
Right. And that golden section or golden means ratio is 0.5 times, now correct me, 0.88.
Two.
Is it 882, Tony?
Yes.
That's pi. Yeah, okay. And that equals 0.441.